Doge says it has saved over $1,000 per taxpayer. By Hannah Knudsen on May 6, 2025. The Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, says it has officially saved over $1,000 per taxpayer. Doge says its estimated total savings has now reached $165 billion. This is all a combination of asset sales, contract/lease cancellations and renegotiations, fraud and improper payment deletion, grant cancellations, interest savings, programmatic changes, regulatory savings, and workforce reductions, according to the official Doge website. However, that cost savings breaks down to $1,024.84 per taxpayer, and Doge calculates that figure by accounting for approximately 161 million individual federal taxpayers in the U.S. Currently, Doge's Wall of Receipts lists 9,497 terminated contracts totaling $32 billion in savings alone. 2,902,177,561.72 in savings comes from a canceled Department of Interior contract with the following description: Office of Refugee Resettlement Influx Care Facility. Influx Care Facility, ICF, for up to 3,000 unaccompanied alien children, UAC. The contract provided facilities and full wraparound child care and case management services. Doge also displays 11,654 grant terminations totaling $37 billion in savings, along with 592 lease terminations totaling $291 million in savings. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, stands as number one on the agency leaderboard in terms of generating savings, followed by the General Services Administration, GSA, Department of Education, and Office of Personnel Management. Federal agencies generating the least savings include the Department of Veterans Affairs, Department of Energy, NASA, and the Department of Transportation. Despite the Department of Transportation showing up on the poorer side of the leaderboard, it is still generating savings. Doge recently praised DOT along with its leader, Secretary Sean Duffy, for canceling 7 wasteful grants with award value of $54 million and savings of $51 million. These grants included $6 million for what Doge described as collaborative planning to address safety concerns of women and gender nonconforming people, $12 million for accelerating equitable decarbonization, and $6 million for hyperlocal pollution exposure inequalities in New York City. The AT used it is working hard to cut waste and will have more to report over the coming weeks, Doge added. Stephen Ahikian, acting GSA administrator, also bragged about the organization's savings, announcing on Monday that GSA slashed $30 billion in government-wide contracts as well as initiated procurement consolidation and deregulation, accelerated technology modernization, contributed to 5 presidential executive orders, worked to eliminate ideological capture, and much more in President Donald Trump's first 100 days in office.